We're up to, let me find the exact place. We didn't do the Chasam Hashanah? Okay, so we'll do it again. Okay, fine, we'll do it again. Give me 1 second, let me turn to the right page. Daf Lamed Beis on the Beis. Okay, good. Chasidim Harishonim. Hayu Shoyim Shachas. Chasidim Harishonim Shoyim Shachas. They would delay 1 hour before they would say, before they would daven. Menohan Milei. Wait. We did the Chasidim. Wait, 1 second. Chasidim Harishonim Hayu Shoyim Shachas. Because everyone got it. It's Lamed Beis on the Beis. It is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 lines from the bottom. Two dots. Chasidim harishayim harishayim shachas. They would wait 1 hour before they would daven. To know how many have noticed. I'm Yishuv and Levi. I'm Akra. Ashrei yoishvei leisechav. Ashrei. Melo, you have to sit in beisechav. Then oid yahalalucha selo. So Ashrei sitting in beisechav comes before yahalalucha. You have to show a shachas. They have to wait 1 hour after tefillah. So after the evening is over, Shneimar, Ach tzadikim yoidu l'shnecha, Yeshu yisharim esponecha. So it says here, first they will thank, give thanks, and then it says Yeshu yisharim esponecha. So the combination of first Ashrei Yoshrei and then Oid, with this pasuk where it says that first they will give thanks to your name and then Yeshu Yisharim Esponecha, the combination of both these together tells us that there must be yeshiva shachas lefnei tzila and one shah achar tzila. Tainam yachi hamaspal tzav sheyesha shachas koidim tilosav shachas achar tilosav. Koidim tilosav minayin that we just said shnemar asher yoshrei veisach, the first yoshrei, and then yidavin. The achar tilosav. So Yeshu comes afterwards. Tanu Rabban, Chasidim Harishonim Hayoshayim Shachas and Misvam Shachas, the Choyzim Hayoshayim Shachas and Muden, also the Shah Shachas. The Marsa Kash Kaviachas Hayoshayim Nuteish Hayoshayim Tzviyim. They would sit and they would wait 9 hours during the day, 3 hours for davening, and 3 hours before and 3 hours after, a grateful of 9 hours. The Tefillah of Teiros Teich Mishlameres. How would they be able to preserve their Torah? So when will they have time to do their melacha? So the Gemara says, because of Chasidim, Torah mishtaneres, a special siyata d'shmaya, the Torah was mishtaneres, and the melacha was blessed. So this is what it says here in the Bavli. The Yushalmi, what? You can work just for a few hours, in the few hours that you work, you'll be zecha the siyata d'shmaya, you'll be able to accomplish a lot more than you normally accomplish in many hours in the day. Likewise, the Torah is Mishnameris. The Yushalmi is a little bit different. The Yushalmi says, because they were Chasidim, Baracha, I forgot the exact Nusach, it does not say in Yushalmi the word Mishnameris. It is a Baracha Nitna B'Torah, and a Baracha was given to their Torah. So Malacha, I don't think it talks about Malacha, but Torah, it says a special bracha was a special bracha for Torah. So what's the pshat? The pshat is the chilek between the Torah of Eretz Yisrael and the Torah of Bavel. In Bavel, Eretz Yisrael, Avira the Eretz Yisrael Machkin. So in Eretz Yisrael, the small amount of time that they would learn, they would zecha to siyat Shema, they were able to accomplish a lot more during that small amount of time. In Bavel, we don't have the concept of Avira the Eretz Yisrael Machkin. So during that short amount of time, they would zecha at least to, as if they reviewed. There was zeicha that small amount of time they had siyata shmaya, and they did not need to spend that much time reviewing what they learned. They would automatically remember what they learned. Now the Gemara goes right to learn the Mishnah. The Melech Hashav b'Shomer Lo Yashi Yeshiva. If a Melech comes over and Yimulad Amishon Esrei, you're not allowed to respond to a Melech. So this is in contrast to what we learned before about Bein HaProkim. In the previous parak we learned that there are different sort of rules to apply. The person comes to approach you Bein HaProkim, who you're allowed to answer, and the Hayir Bnei HaKovet. Here we're discussing Shmoneh Esrei. And in Shemoneh Esrei, it says that you're not allowed to respond no matter what. Omer Rav Yosef, lo shemal l'malchei Yisro. This is you're not allowed to respond for l'malchei Yisro. Avol l'malchei umosa oilo a'akor b'malach of a goy poisek. You're allowed. This is going to be a big problem. I don't know why this happens. I don't know why this is happening. What? Oh, the battery's taka dead. The battery's dead. You're right. You have no battery? You're right. The battery is dead. It's the battery. The red light. I don't know how long it's going to last. I think the battery's going to... It goes in spurts.
You turn it off.
He turned it off.
Testing. Yeah, now it's back. Now it's back on, right?
Yeah.
Is it on? Can you hear me? Oh, let's see how long it's going to last. I don't know what's going to do with this. I don't know what it's about. Let's see. Talk about the Maaseh Chaseh Chasha. The Gemara talks about halacha. The Gemara here talks about on the style of but the Malchei Uma Yisraelam Paisek you. No, it's not. That is still good. Stuff we'll make do today. It's a new battery for tomorrow. I don't think that's going to make a difference. It's okay, alright. So maybe let's forget about it tonight. Alright. If a guy interrupts you, you must stop. Why? Because of pacha. Because of he'll kill you. Because of sakana. Neisve. I'm a spal of onas bark, and a person spal. This is an onas. An onas means a person that can cause you harm. A wagon, it's a sakon, you'll get hit by a car, it's coming near you. Lo yehi mafsik. So it says, so you should not be mafsik. Ela mekatzer v'oyle, just be mekatzer, and then leave where you're standing, move away. So we have a steer. One bride says that you should be mekatzer, one bride says you should not be mekatzer. Lo koshio, ha de evshu lekatzer, ha de loy, ha de evshu lekatzer, yekatzer. And it's shaykh, if it's possible, if it's not shaykh mekatzer, then you should be mafsik. It all depends. It all depends on the situation. Every situation is different.
It couldn't be okar raglov, couldn't run away.
Well, that's what it says. It all depends. It all depends. If you're able to quickly finish the mekatzer davening and move and give shalom, then you should do that. If you can't, then be poisek. The same thing, if you have enough time to finish Shemoneh Esrei before the wagon comes, to mekatzer, then do so. If you don't have enough time even to mekatzer before the wagon comes, then you should stop right away and move away. What? You should make each bracha, turn each bracha, just say the psicha and the chasima in the beginning, just say, what? Havinenu you have to from the beginning to the end. Havinenu is only when you start from the very beginning. You have to the whole Havinenu one shot. If you already said one bracha b'shleimus, it's too late to say Havinenu. Havinenu has to be done in b'shleimus. Torah about ma'isa b'chasid echad shohayi ba b'shohayi mispalel b'derech he was out on the road bar sar echad v'nas l'shmo sar came and gave him shalom. V'loyechsel l'shalom and the sar and v'loyechsel l'shalom and this person that was davening did not respond. Himtin loyach shesim tefilah. So the sar waited until the person was saying his tefilah. Liachar shesim tefilah. So emolay reika, you empty person, you idiot. Why didn't you answer me? Why didn't you give me shalom when I say aleichem shalom when I gave you shalom? V'haloi kosu b'toraschem. I'm a sar, and I have the power to kill you. And it says in your Torah, "Rak yisham lecho shmor nafshcha me'oid." It says, "Unishmartim me'oid nafsho sechem." Kishn sati lecho shalom ulam loyach sati lecho. When I gave him, why did you not give me back shalom? Ach, ima yisi choytech roishcha b'sayif mi hoya tovei damcha miyadi. If I would kill you, who would stop me? So you should have been smart enough to be mafsik from your tefillah and give me shalom in reply to me. Amalei. So the person that was davening said, "Hamtein li ad shefai secha." Bidvarm, let me give you an answer. Don't get upset. Calm down. Don't harm me. Let me give you an answer to your question. Amalei, so he said to him as follows. Ilu ha'yisa min lefulufni melech basavadam bo'chavercha v'nasan lecha shalom. If, let me ask you, what would happen if you, the Tsar, were standing before melech basavadam bo'chavercha v'nasan lecha shalom ha'yisa machsulay? Amalei, laugh. So he told him, no. If you were standing before a king, let's say you were speaking to a king, a melech basar v'dam, an ordinary person is passing, would you be mafsik from speaking to the king to give shalom to an ordinary person? Of course not. If you would stop in the middle of speaking to the king to give shalom to an ordinary person, what would the king do to you? Amalei. So the Tsar told, if I was talking to the king and I would interrupt the king by giving shalom to an ordinary person, the king would kill me. That's a chutzpah. Amalei hayu chaitchem esreishi b'safi, would cut off my head. Amalei. So this person continued to say, look, you gave the answer to your own question. V'haloi dvarim kal v'chaymer. U'ma'ato shahayi so'imed lefnei melech basav adam shayam kanu machob b'kever kach. Madoch, if you were talking to a melech basav adam, who one day will die and be in the grave, yet you have the sensitivity not to be mafsik. Ani shahayi so'imed lefnei melech malachim lachim ha'kadosh baruch hu shuhu chay v'kayim lo'ad ulil mi'olamim alachas kam v'kamo. Beyond the spies, also sar. Right away, the sar had was the spies. He agreed. Venifta also chasal lebeis. So the shalom. So the sar said, "You're right," and he let him go off free. He accepted his response. Obviously, this only worked in this situation that the sar was receptive to this response. Not every sar will take this for an answer, and that's how the freshness, and that's why this person was able to do this, because he knew that this type of person was able to convince, he would be receptive to listening to this solution. After then, we go right to the Mishnah. There's a snake, and the snake is coiled around his heel. You're not allowed to be mafsik. A snake, aval akav, a scorpion, it's poisonous. Pesek, meisvei nafal lugavarois. If a person falls, if a human being falls into a lion's den, aim meidin olav shemes. You cannot go back and testify that he died to allow his wife to remarry, because it's possible that a person will live even in a den of lions. But nafal lechafirim leinachash. If a person falls into a pit full of snakes, uviakravim or scorpions, meidin olav shemes. You can go back and you can testify that he died and his wife can remarry. So what do we learn from this braisa? That if a person comes in contact with snakes, it's pikuch nefesh, it's very likely that he died. And being that it's likely that he died, so that's why you can testify that his wife can remarry. And for the same reason, it's pikuach nefesh. If you're in the middle of davening Shemoneh Esrei and you come in contact with the scorpions, you should be allowed to be mafsik. Just like you allow a woman to remarry, you should allow him to be mafsik. So the Gemara is not a raya, shani hasam, the agav, it's a saw maske. Different because of itzisa means the pressure. When a person falls into a pit full of snakes, he's going to make direct contact with the snakes. He's going to press upon the snakes, irritate the snakes, and it's a sure thing the snakes are going to bite, they're going to kill him. That's why you can testify that he has died and his wife can remarry. But in the case here, where a snake is coiled around his body, it's not muchrach, the snake, the scorpion, is going to kill him. So you're not allowed to be mafsik in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. Just stay where you are, And as long as you don't twitch, the snake won't bite and nothing will happen. So you cannot compare the case of falling on the snake and irritating the snakes, agitating the snakes, to a case where you are stationary and the snakes come upon you and coil around your body. There are two different types of situations, two different types of sakanas. One is mutter, one is asur.
And you can still have kavana.
I guess so. I mean, we're dealing with you obviously with unusual circumstances. I wouldn't try this at home. I don't think today. The Gemara is telling us the site. How does that apply in practical halacha? I don't know if we're on a madrigo where we can be samech on this. Amar Yitzchak, Rosh Shavodim, a person sees an axe. You see an axe in the distance, Paisek, stop davening and run away because it's Bikuach Nefesh. The Tani Rabbi Oishaya, Marchikin Mishartam Chamishim Amma. If you see a Shartam, you have to flee even at a distance of 50 Amma. Umishamuid, Kimloyena, Vishamud, you have to run away as far as you can see. The Sharzamud, already gored three times, you must distance yourself, Kimloyena, as far as you can see the axe, run away. Tana, we learned in Mishmet of Nair. Reish Torah, Bediklitz, an expression. Reish Torah, Bid Kula. The Kula means a basket. If you have the reish torah bidukula solik ligur, that means if he has a feeding basket. In ancient times, they would put on the head of an axe a feeding basket, and the basket there was food that would drop down. So even though the axe is happy, it has what to eat, he's complacent, and the lechoira there's no sakana because the axe has what to eat. No, you should fear for your life. Salik la'agra, go to the attic. Bashade dargo mituseich, remove the ladder from beneath you, because who knows when the animal, the axe, finishes eating his grain in the his food in the basket, will come for you. This is limited only to a black axe. And in the spring, that's the time when the satan is dancing between its horns. That's a time of the year where the axe gets very excited and is prone to kill. But the rest of the year, or if it's not a black axe, there's nothing to worry. You need not fear for your life. There was a wild donkey. And the wild donkey would mazik people. Show me where the donkey, the wild donkey is. They showed him the hole. He put his soul on the hole. The wild donkey came out and bit him. The snake came out and bit him. They showed him. Came out and bit him, and the snake died. He took the snake on his shoulders. He's not going to survive. This is going to cause him to die. You make a special bracha. You make 19 brachas. Even though we let's say make believe there are only 18 brachas. So Mitzvah Shabbos, there are 19 brachas. A special bracha for Ato Choinein. A special bracha for Ato Chanantanu. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer B'Hoida, you say the bracha of Havdol in Hoida. Why Hoida? You give Shevach V'Hoida to Hashem for Shabbos. When Shabbos is over, you thank Hashem that you were zeichet to experience Shabbos, and now Madl bin Shabbos and Chol. Maskirin Gurus Kashamim Maitam. Why Maskirin Gurus Kashamim? Why Maskirin Gurus Kashamim in Tchias HaMesim? On Rabbi Yosef, Mitoch Sheshkulo Kitchias HaMesim, brain is equal to Tchias HaMesim. Lefichach Kivua B'Tchias HaMesim. Ushel Lebruchas HaShonim. Maitam, why do we shoyel for rain in Baruch Aleinu? On Rabbi Yosef, Mitoch Shei Parnasa. Because rain is the source of Parnasa. Lefich Difor Kivua B'Bruchas Parnasa. Havdala b'choinein hadoas my timer. Am Rabbi Yosef mitoch shich chochma, because havdala requires wisdom. Nenela kivua b'berirchas chochma. V'rabban Amri mitoch shich choil, because it is the first bracha of choil. Because it's a bracha of chonoris, it's the first, the bracha of atah choinein is the first of the brachas of chol. That's why we insert atah chanantanu, which is the first the brachas of chol. Therefore, kivu'uhu b'birchas chol. Amramami, gedoyla deya. Deya is very great. What? Why? Shenidna b'tchilas b'birchas chol was given in the beginning of the bracha of atah choinein. Atochoyin was put to the first brach of the 13 brachos that we say that it's the first of the 13 brachos of the brachos of the weekday. Another example, Gdola Deya is between two Oisyois, Shenemar, means between two Shemois Hashem and Tanakh, we find that the word Chochma is sandwiched in between the Shemois of Hashem. Shenemar, Kikel, Deois Hashem. So you have Kel and you have Hashem, in between you have Deois. Bechol Mishim Loi Boi Deya, also L'Rachem, Olav, anyone that does not have Das, he may not have Rachmonis upon him. Shenemar, Ki Loyam Binois Hu. Hashem complains this is a nation that does not have Bina. And in the context of the Pasuk, it means they don't recognize the Tsaris. A person doesn't recognize, does not want to pay attention why Tsaris are coming upon him, and does not want to improve his ways in order to remove himself from the Tsar that Hashem is punishing him, you're not allowed to help him. Al Kain, the Pasuk goes on to say, Lo Yirachamei, I'll say Hashem will not have compassion upon this person. Next, Amar Abelazar, Godol Mikdash, Nosan Ben Deis, Oisios. Mikdash, Kedusha, the Binyan Beis HaMikdash is in between the two Shemus of Hashem, Shenemar, Po'alto Hashem, Mikdash Hashem. It says here, Mikdash, in between Hashem, before and Hashem afterwards. Anything that's surrounded with Hashem before Hashem afterwards, obviously is something very significant. Of Yamar Abelazar, Kol Adam, Sheyesh Boi Deya, anyone that has Deya, has understanding, Ki'ilu Nivne Beis HaMikdash B'yamav. Why? We compare Deya to the Beis HaMikdash. Both of them share the similarity that they are surrounded, they are sandwiched by the shame of Hashem. Deya Nitna, Deya was given Bein Shtei Oisyois, and Mikdash Nosan Bein Shtei Oisyois. Different, we compare one to the other. Next. Maskif Lo Rav Acha, Maskif Lo Rav Acha Kar Chinoha. He has the following kasha. Elamiyatom. That's the case. Anything which is sandwiched between the Shemes Hashem, El Miata, Gedola Nekama, Shnidna Bein Shtei, Oisyois. Let's say the same thing with regard to Nekama. Nekama, we have Hashem's name, surrounds Nekama. Shnemer Kel Nekama is Hashem. We have Kel and Hashem. That sandwich is the word Nekama. And that's not Shaykh, because by Nekama always represents the idea to be Mashlim a Pegima. What does a person do when he takes revenge? There's a pegima, there is something that is deficient. A person has been offended. His honor has been nifgam. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is impossible for a human being to be poigain in the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So according to your svar, according to your thesis, that any time that you have Hashem's name sandwiched in between two different, between two words, Hashem's name sandwiches a concept that represents that it's a very great concept, it doesn't hold water when it comes to the example of Nekam, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite, and it's not shach to say that Hashem is that Hashem is nifkam. Shnemar kel nekama Hashem. Amulei no, it's not a kasha. In a chanami, it is a very great thing nekama. The milsei mia gedolehi. When it comes in the proper time, nekama. There is a time for nekama. Mia gedolehi in its proper place. V'chayim diyam rabula shtei nekamas halalu lama. Why does it say Kel Nekamos Hashem, Kel Nekamos Sophia? It says twice, Hashem is Kel Nekamos, Kel Nekamos Sophia. Achas L'toivav Yachas L'ra. Hashem takes revenge for good, to be mashed, to give reward, and Hashem is Noikem to punish. The Hainu, the Chsiv, Mehifia Mehar Paron. That was L'toivav Chsiv, Mehifia Mehar Paron. Hashem appears Mehar Paron to give the Torah. Hashem appeared Gila v'hifkir. Kishaloi kiblu es ha-toyro. L'toyva. Wait, what does it mean with l'toyva? Let me see over here. What does it mean? What's the raya? L'toyva d'chsilafia mehar parents. What's the raya that's l'toyva? Shirashi safia m'loshon gilui. Hashem was mafkir the mamoin of the umay so'olam to give to Klal Yisrael. To give the Klal Yisrael when the Umos Olam did not want to accept the Torah. So here HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being noikem l'toiva, to give Klal Yisrael reward at the time of Matan Torah by taking away from the Umos Olam. Let me read you the parish. Rashi, the Rashi, the Rashi, the Vermekatze. Hayfir achu miloshen gilui, shakadosh baruch hu gila v'hifkir es mamon hagoyim, he was mafkir their mamon, so go back to the Rashi now. Shavash says, L'toiva, here is Hafiyah Gila v'hifkir. HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself, v'hifkir, and was mafkir the moment of the Umos HaOlam, and he gave it to Klal Yisrael. Kishaloi kiblu es ha-tayim, when the goyim were not mekabel the Torah, and gave it to Klal Yisrael. So this was a nekamo l'toiva. What about l'ra? Tichsev kel nekamos Hashem, kel nekamos Sophia. Here HaKadosh Baruch Hu is punishing. He's punishing the nation of the world, and that is a nekamo l'ra. Next, Rabbi Kiva says, Oyma Baruch HaRavis. Rabbi Kiva says that the bracha of Havdalah, you say it as an independent bracha, the fourth bracha. Amar le Rav Shemar Abba l'Rabbi Yochlan, Michti, Anshekin Esak Dela, Tikdu L'cham L'Yishol Baruch HaYis, U'tfilois, Kedush Havdalos. The Gumasakin, four things. Baruch HaYis, Tfilois, Kedush HaYis, and Havdalos. Next, say, hey, Tigun, what's the machlokes? Why do we have machlokes? Why do we have a three-way machlokes in the Mishnah? Where should one recite Atochon Antanu? Either in Atochonain, a bracha b'fnei atzma, or in Moedim. What's the issue? Why can't we look at the formula Chazal enacted with Mesakin for Klal Yisrael? Amalei, so the answer is it's not so simple. They changed their mind. They changed the Atakana. Amalei b'tchila, kivua b'tfila. Originally it was part of Tfila. In other words, we're going over here on the issue of, I'm sorry, I'm not where we say it, I'm sorry, we're going on the issue of the Al-Akos. Why is Machlekes the Mishnah, where does one say Avdol? Does one say Avdol in Tzvila? Or does one say Avdol Al-Hakos? So the Gemara explains. Originally, we're masakin it, Bitzvila. They were masakin the kivu b'tzvila. They hashiru when they became wealthy, kivu al-akos. They were masakin the now Klal Yisrael is wealthy. They should make a special havdalah al-akos, which means that the later takana no longer are you required to say havdalah and tzvila. They were oiker havdalah from tzvila and established the only place where you have to say havdalah is only al-akos. Heanu, and then when Klal Yisrael became poor, they could no longer afford to buy a koishal yayin every mitzvah Shabbos. Chazu v'kavu b'tzvila. They reestablished it in tzvila. Vehei namru hamavdil b'tzvila. And they also said, the Gemara is going to. They also said hamavdil b'tzvila tzorich sheyavdil al hakois. They also said that the web. They also established. Let's see Rashi. Hashiru liknos yayin kavu yala kois v'oz nishtakach takonas Ezra. Ushachaju v'henu then was forgotten takonas Ezra to say in tefila. Ushachaju v'henu kavua b'tefila v'nechluku heich yomru. So now when they reestablished, when they became poor, and they reestablished that they should say in tefila, now is a machloikis. Did they require that a person should continue saying the havdalah in tefila? The Hei Ma'amu Hamavdil b'tefila Tzorich Sheyavdil Alakos.
Wait, Heinu, if they became Ani, they didn't afford Yayin, then the only option they had for Avdala was it.
Right, so the question was, that was a new Takana. And when they had Ani, they became poor, and they said you should say Havdol in Tzfila. What about Kois? What happened to the original? Takana of Kois?
There was no original. They were bottled at the Takana because they were Ani.
Betchila kivu betchila. Let's go back. Originally they were masakein to say it in tefila, right? That was originally only tefila. And let's go through the Gemara a little bit. I think it'll become clear in the Gemara. Okay. So let's see the Gemara. Everyone agrees that you have to do both. You have to make havdalah both betfila and alakos. Amar Rava, umoisvinu nashmaitin. We can ask a kasha on our own sugi. There is an internal contradiction. We learned b'toha, if a person makes a mistake, the law hisker gvuras kesham betchiasmes does not recite mashiv haruach mora yeshem tchesem esim v'shel beruchas hashanim machzirno. So that's a given. If you don't say mashiv haruach, if you don't say the same talamot levracha, there's no question you have to repeat the Shemone Esrei. But the havdalah b'chaydin hadas ein machzirno. So you don't have to repeat havdalah. Because you could say alakai. So what do we see over here? We see over here that sheyochol, the fact that it says that if you don't say havdalah in the Shmone Esrei, it's no problem because you have another option that shows you don't have to. You're not required. The nusach of this memra, mibnei sheyochol lo'ayma alakos, it's mashma that you're not mechuyev to. If you say havdalah and tefillah, that's sufficient. There's no need to say alakos. So the Gemara says no. Lo'ayma mibnei sheyochol lo'ayma alakos, ala'ayma mibnei sheyochol. In Echanam, you change the girsa. Don't be goyis because it's sheyochol lo'ayma alakos. The girsa should be sheyochol alakos. You're mechuyev to say havdalah twice, once in tefillah, once alakos, and the mela. If you forget to say it during the Shemone Esrei, it's no problem. You can make it up by saying it. Anyway, we'll make it up by saying it during the Shemone Esrei. So at this point in time, we have the right. This point in time, the Gemara, this point holds. In the Chacham, you have to do it twice. You have to do it b'shas tefillah, and you also have to do it alakos. It nami amar b'miyam ben yefes shal rabbi yisrael shem yochanan mitzidon v'yam lo samsham shem ben yakob ben din sur from a place as shem yochanan v'yochanan v'ano shemais. I heard the question hamavdil b'tefillah tzor shavdil alakos oiloi. Yes, you have a choice, right, correct.
You don't say one Shemone Esrei whole, you have to say one Shemone
Esrei. That's the most have mina.
Right.
Then the Gemara says, no, it's a mistake in the girsa. Namnei sheyochol. Sheyochol. Shetzorich lahavdil alakos.
What about the takana when they didn't have that time, when they didn't require them to say that both or
the original takana? Well, original takana was, well, that's the question, what was the original takana? What exactly was the original takana?
Why can't we say one is talking about before they came, that's why I have to say two Shemone Esrei, so one is talking about when they were still, that's why I have to say two.
Everyone agrees you don't say a second Shemone Esrei if you don't say Avdallah. Everyone, that's Pashat. The question is, why not? So here it says, why not? So one Geras says, because, oh, you have a backup. The backup solution is to say Avdallah Alakos. The second one says, that's not a backup, it's a requirement. You mechuyev to say Avdallah Alakos. And in Mela, since anyway you're going to say Avdallah Alakos, that will take care of the missing Avdallah that you did not say in the Shemone Esrei. Hold on one second. He explains as follows. Let's go back. The original takana was to say havdalah only al hakois. Then they became wealthy. They were able to afford wine. So they were masakin that you should say it only al hakois. Only al hakois. That's what it says. Only, and they were oikarit from tefillah. Then they became poor. And they said, so they didn't have wine. They didn't have wine. So they said, okay, now we're going in the Misak, and you must say Avdolah B'Tfilah. But the question was, what about Kois? Now, at this point in time, it wasn't an issue, because they anyway could not afford to buy a Kois. The question will be, what will happen in the future when once again Klal Yisrael become wealthy and they'll be able to afford Kois? Or will they will remain with the second Takana that you must say it Alaka? Let's review. Takana number one. Only in Tfilah, nothing but Tfilah. Takana, they became wealthy. Takana number two, only Alakois. Forget about Tfilah. They were Oiger. They were Mamish Oiger, the requirement to say Havdalah and Tfilah. Only Alakois. Then they became poor. So now they have became poor, so they're not the Mitzias. In reality, they're not saying Havdalah ala Kois. They don't have a Kois. They don't have wine. They're not doing it. So they no Havdalah altogether. So Chazal came along and they made a new Takana. We should go say Havdalah in Tfilah. But the question was, when they made this new Takana that you should say Havdalah b'Tfilah, what's going to be if you one day, let's say next week, you get lucky and you have a Kois Shel Yayin? Should you also say Havdalah ala Kois? That is the Machlokes. According to one opinion, yes. Another opinion, no. And then we want to bring a riot in the that says that yes, you mechuyev, because it says because sheyachol, and the Gemara says no. According to the that's a mistake in the gear, so it's not sheyachol. Sheoim ra lakayis. So you mechuyev to do both. But since you mechuyev to do both, it's a backup.
That's the reason why it's to do both.
That's a takana. It's similar to Kiddush Friday night. Friday night we say Kiddush and Tefillah, and then we say Tefillah Nachum Lala Kois. No, not even not much to the mat. Let's say not much to the mat. Let's say you're all alone. There's no one but you. You also have to make Kiddush Lala Kois, even though you said in Tefillah. That's part of the takana. This Kiddush B'Tefillah, Kiddush Lala Kois. This Avdolah B'Tefillah, Avdolah Lala Kois. So therefore you have to have both. Let's go weiter. Let's say a person, he does things backwards. Let's say he's not a kois. Should he also be mavdil b'tfilah? He that makes avdolah early. Of course. Tfilah became the ikar takana. That was the ikar takana when they said you must have avdolah al tfilah. But yet they said hamavdil b'tfilah tsarich shiyad lalakois. So mavdil lalakois, the person that's mavdil lalakois, the lav ikar takanti lekolshein. Certainly, should be mechuyev to make avdolah lekolshein. So certainly, if you only did the tafel, he made avdolah lalakois, which is not the ikar anymore. So certainly, you mechuyev to make avdolah abitzilah. Tani, Rabbi Yachav Arichar, it was his name, Rabbi Yachav Arich, the long one, the tall one, Kameid Rav Chanichinra, Hamavdil Bitzvila, Mishubuch Yoiser, Mimi Sheyavdil Alakois. If you make Havdalah Bitzvila, you're better than one who makes Alakois, Vimhivdil Bezov, Vizov. If you make Havdalah in both, Yonuchu Loi Brochoi Sal Roishash. The one says this, there's a stira in the words, in these words. Ha Gufa Kosh, there's an internal stira. First, you tell me, Amarta, Hamavdil b'tfilot meshubach yoiser min misha yavdil alakais. Alma, what do we learn from this? Tfilo luchude sage. Tfilo alone is enough. You only need to do one or the other. V'hodar tani im hivdil b'zu v'zu yonuchu loy b'rochay sal roshay. If you do both, then but how could that possibly be? Once you're ready with me, yoytze the mitzvah of Havdalah with one of them, became with nefek lebe b'chada iftar. Once you yoytze with one, you potter. V'havi bracha shenitzricha. And then the second one, the yinam chivtze the bracha shenitzricha. And the rule is yom rabbi rabbi temer shish lakish. V'yamu the rabbi yachanan reish lakish amit havayu. Kalam avarech bracha sheinitzricha. Oiver mishum loisisa shem Hashem lashav. So what over here is going on over here? How can you go do it twice? So the Gemara says, you're right. Ela Eima Hachi, there's a mistake in the Gerasa here as well. Im Hivdil Bezu, Viloi Hivdil Bezu, Yonuchu Le Brochois Al Roshai. And you make Avdol in one and you don't make Avdol in the other. In other words, this Mandem holds, this Mandem, it's not like the previous Mandem. You only Mechoyev to do it in one, not in the other. And the male, if you do it in one, not the other, then Adrab Yenuchle Bosal Rosh, because the bracha shouldn't tzricho legufa, there's no need to do it twice. But again, this is only according to one opinion. The other opinion disagrees and holds that Adrab, it's preferred Yemuchuyev to do it twice. Boy, Minerav Kislam Rav Sheshes, Tob, Zu, Vizu, Mahu. What happens? A person forgets to say Atochan Antanu. And then you go home and by mistake, so it's Chosab, what's Halachal Maisa? It's Mam Shalachal Maisa. If you forget to say Atochan Antanu, so do you repeat the Shemoneh Esrei? Definitely not. Why not? Because you will still make Havdalah ala Kois. Let's say you go down, you're not allowed to eat until you make Havdalah. And you're not allowed to do Molochan until you make Havdalah. Let's say you go home and you eat. You go home, you forget that it's Mitzvah Shabbos, and you eat, you take a bite. So now you've done something that you're not allowed to do before Havdalah. So now that you forgot both, and you've done a Ma'isa, the Shunni, you forgot both, you have to go back and daven over Ma'irif. If you forget to say Atochan Antanu, and you come home and you forget to make Havdalah, and you take something to eat, you're mechuyev to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. So, boy, minay rav chistam rav sheshes, ta bezu u vizu mahu, omale, ta bezu vizu, choyze l'roish. Only when you eat. Only if you do malacha, could be yinam mechuyiv to. You know, it's not so simple to do malacha, but if you eat, you definitely have to, go back and do okay, right. Omale, rav chistam, what's halacha? Omale, the bottom line is, you have to say Avdolah twice. In davening and Hilchos Amai Amalei Kiddush, it's just like Friday night. Ma Kiddush Af Al Gav De Mekadesh Kitzleis. Even though you make Kiddush in Tzila Mekadesh Akosa, you mechuyev to make Kiddush Al Kois Af Avdol. And I'm Yavgav De Mekadesh Kitzleis. In davening, Mavdil Akosa, you make Avdolah Al Kois. You make Avdolah Behoida. In the bracha of Moedim, you have to give Haidah to Hashem for Shabbos. And when Shabbos is over, Rabbi Zera, Havadach of Chamora, he was riding on a donkey. Havakosh of Yosel, Rabbi Chia, Barovin, Bastrain, and Rabbi was walking behind him. Amalei, so he said to him, Vadai, is it true? Damritu, Mishmeid, Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha, Rabbi Eliezer, he passed like Rabbi Eliezer, you have to make Havdalah, is it true? He said, like Rabbi Eliezer, that you have to make Havdalah. That you make Havdalah in Moedim. That's the halacha. B'yom tov shechaliyos achar haShabbos. When like Rabbi Eliezer was the one that says that you say, Rabbi Eliezer was the one that says b'haidah when on Mitzoy Shabbos, which is Yom Tov Shechaliyos Achar HaShabbos. Can we have over here Mitzoy Shabbos, which is Yom Tov? So we Bizbanaz that we say Vatodienu. But the Gemara, before the Gemara gets to the concept of Vatodienu, the Gemara now wants to, what do you do Mitzoy Shabbos, which is Yom Tov? So there is no Atochoinen. And if you're not going to make a special bracha, so what are the other two options? There's no atochoinen, so that's out. The only two other options are to say Havdalah in Moedim, or to make a special fourth bracha. So what should a person do Mitzvah Shabbos, which is Yom Tov? So he said, I heard that you said, Allah Shkri Lezer, B'Yom Tov, Shechal Yosachar HaShabbos, that the correct thing to do is to say Havdalah in the bracha of Moedim. Amalei in, that's correct. Halacha, that is the halacha. What? Right, we don't do this. We say a special nusach in the middle bracha. In the bracha, halacha l'mayis, we'll see it more soon. We say in the middle bracha of Kedushas Hayoim, in the bracha of Atiti Lenu Hashem Lokim Biava, we start with Atav V'chartanu, we call Hu Amim, and then the second paragraph is Atiti Lenu. Before we start the second paragraph of Atiti Lenu, we say Vatodienu. So we, halacha l'mayis, so we say the bracha of Havdalah in the middle bracha, the bracha of Kedushas Hayom. But that is not like any of the opinions mentioned here in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says in a regular Mitzvah Shabbos you have three options. Either you say it within Atochoinen, or you make a special bracha, or you say it during Ritzei, during Moedim. What? It's a because moedim is a shvach. It's a it's different. Saying the moedim is part of the end of the Shemona Esrei. It's a din of hoidah, thanks. The kedushas hayoyim is not part. It's not thanks. It's a whole different concept. So we have a problem. It's mitzvah Shabbos shechal. It's yom tov shechal lias mitzvah Shabbos. Where are we going to say havdalah? We can't do what we do every mitzvah Shabbos because we don't have the bracha ato choyne. The other two options are to make a special bracha. On the other third option would be to say during Moedim. Along comes the Gemara. The Gemara tells us that in this situation, everyone agrees the proper thing to do is to say Avdolim Moedim. In, yes, Halacha. That's the Halacha. And the fact that he says Halacha, Michlal, Dipligi, that there's a disagreement. Not everyone agrees. You only have to make a statement that this is the Halacha if there's a Bar Plugta. Veloi Pligi, the Gemara is back. Are you, they don't argue. They, of course, no, Veloi Pligi. Veloi Pligi, the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon argue. The Rabbanon said that you should say it as a fourth bracha. So, Lichoy, according to the Rabbanon, and this was Mitzvah Shabbos, you should have a special fourth bracha. Eimar, the Gemara says no. Eimar, Dipligi Rabbanon, Mishoy, Yimos HaShon. That's only during the rest of the year. B'yom Tav Shchal Yisach HaShabbos, Mi Pligi. The Gemara says, but Vapligi Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva, this Rabbi Akiva says, make a fourth bracha. Rabbanan say, what did the Rabbanan? The Rabbanan say, Ato Ato Choinin. But over here, in Mitzvah Shabbos, which is Yom Tov, there is no Ato Choinin. So here, the Rabbanan are not going to disagree. But what about Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva says, make a fourth bracha, a special bracha. So the same way you make a special bracha on a regular Mitzvah Shabbos, L'chor, you should make a special bracha on this Mitzvah Shabbos as well. Viapol Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva is not relevant. We never paskin like Rabbi Akiva. Why not? Atu kol hashana kula mi avdinik Rabbi Akiva. The holy rabbi followed like Rabbi Akiva. Tahash the neku v'navik habasei. Kol hashana kula mai tamalei avdinik Rabbi Akiva. The tamni straight takon. Chazal v'mesakein 18 brachas to say on a regular weeknight, regular weekday. To Shasrei loy takon, they were not masaking 19. If you're going to eat another bracha mitzvah Shabbos for Havdalah, you're going to break the number. It's going to be 19 brachas, not 18 brachas. The same thing. There's a precise number of brachas for Yom Tov, 7. The Gemara told us that the bracha corresponds. The Gemara holds Joshua what it corresponds to. Hachinami shav takon, Chazal masaking 7 brachas. Tam loy takon, they were not masaking 8 brachas, and therefore to eat another bracha shloi kedin. So therefore the question is, there's no need for you to say the word halacha. In other words, why are you coming to Paskin here that Yom Tov, which is Mitzvah Shabbos, halacha is Krabi Eliezer, we make Havdalah in Moedim. There's no need to make that statement, it's Poshet. Why is it Poshet? There's no one that can possibly argue. The Rabbanon can't argue because there is not no Ato Chonin, and Rabbi Akiva is not going to argue because Rabbi Akiva, the same way we don't ever accept his opinion on a regular Mitzvah Shabbos, because we're not going to break 18 with 19, we're not going to break 7 with 8. So there's no need to emphasize halacha. Amalei lav halacha itmar elamatin itmar. The reason why I had to say halacha is because there are different ways to explain what this means in the different gersos, but we'll learn one approach is, what it means is, the reason why I had to say halacha, it's not because I'm coming to point out there's a bar plukta. There is no one that disagrees. I just want to point out that it's halacha and not to say matin. And what's the chiluk between matin, halacha, and just some foreshadowing, there's another expression called nirin. Nirin is the lowest level. Whenever you have machlokes and you say the halacha, it's nirin, like this man, the other, that means it's logical, but it's not halacha. I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm not going to tell you privately what to do. I'm not going to tell you publicly what to do. Matin means this is the halacha, but we only tell it to people privately. We don't make it public knowledge. Halacha means we establish this as the halacha publicly. So therefore, elamatin itna. The reason why I have to emphasize that this is the halacha, to make it known, halacha l'maisa, everyone should know in public, that mitzvah Shabbos, which is Yom Tov, I say Havdalah according to this man the Amar in Moedim, and this is halacha. Don't be embarrassed. Don't go tell this to people privately. Not like the man the Amar that says only told the people quietly. What we meant to say is that this is the way the halacha is established, and don't be misled to think that it means matin. Let's see what Mar says that it's not like it was taught. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi Amar Mishum Rabbeinu Halacha. It's the halacha. But the Amrila, there are those that say that it's not mamish the halacha, matin, that we lean in this direction privately. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Moidim, Rabbi Yochanan says Moidim, meaning that the Rabbanon agree to Rabbi Eliezer that Mitzoy Shabbos, which is Yom Tif, the Havdol is said in Moidim. Rabbi Chiba Rabba Amar Nirin, not Moidim, even a lower Madrega that it appears to be correct. But it's not a guarantee. Om Rabbi Zera, Nikoid Rabbi Chiba Rabba, Yadach, hold Rabbi Chiba Rabba in your hands. Rabbi Chiba Rabba was the one that said Nirin. The Doig, not Matin, why? Because Rabbi Chiba Rabba was very precise. When he learned by his Rebbe, he was very, very careful to record exactly what they said. And like the Daig of Gamar Shmaitz and the Pumei Demore Shaper very well, Kiruchava, the Pumadisa, just like Ruchava in Pumbedisa, that was his name in Pumbedisa, he was also very precise to record exactly what his Rebbe taught him. Diyama Ruchava, on Rabbi Huda Harabai, Stav Kafal Hoya. The Hoya Stav Lufnimistav, there was a double set of benches. Now the Chiddush of Ruchava is he chose to use the word Stav. Stav was a word that was not known among the Talmidim. The common word would be an Itztaba. Itztaba means a collection of benches where people would sit and rest. But he did not use the common word that the Talmidim would be familiar with, because that was not a common word. Instead, he chose to use a word that was exactly what he heard from his Rebbe. Har ba'yistav kafal hoyev ba'yistav lufnim yistav. Omar, so that's Rechava b'pumbedisa. So just like Rechava b'pumbedisa, when he taught over the halacha, he used words that not everyone knew because he wanted to be precise. He wanted to be true to his Rebbe. Likewise, Rebbe Chia Bar Abba, he was very precise. He recorded exactly what his Rebbe said. And if the Rebbe said Nirin, and did not say Matin, and did not say Halacha, that's the Yikar. Which means Rebbe Eliezer is not such a strong Shita. It's not so clear that we should always follow the opinion of saying it during Moedim. It's not necessarily Murcha that's correct. Amar Rav Yosef, I know from none of the above. All I know is the halacha l'maitzah. When does a person say Avdallah on Mitzvah Shabbos, which is Yom Tif? I know from Rav Shmuel that Akinu Lei Margonisa, they established a pearl, a beautiful takana. B'bavel and Bavel, and what is their takana? The nusach of Vatodienu. Vatodienu, Hashem Elokeinu es Mishpatei Tzedekah, you have made known to us your whole, your righteous laws, and you have taught us la'asayis, to perform, to do chukei ritzonecha, your laws according to your will, v'tanchileinu, and you have bequeathed us zmanes, some times chagim of joy, the chagim nedava, festivals of a gift, which are gifts. That harishenu kedusha Shabbos, you have bequeathed us, you have the sanctity of Shabbos, uchavoid moed, the honor of the festival, the chagigas haregel, and the celebration of the regel, bein kudem, period. And now after we acknowledge, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what He has given us, we now begin to differentiate between the various kedushos, bein kedusha Shabbos, likedusha Yom Tov hivdalta, v'yesyom hashrin meshesh me'abrezes kidashta, hivdalta v'kidashta, you've separated and you have sanctified, as amuch. And then we go into the tilam. So what he is doing over here is he's incorporating, he's telling us something of the above. Not, there is no atachoini, that's a given. There is no special bracha. There is no moedim. But rather, in the bracha of kedushas hayoim, ata v'chartanu, and then we go to v'atitin lanu, in between ata v'chartanu and v'atitin lanu, is where we insert the nusach of Havdalah for Mitzoy Shabbos. Next. Hoy mer, hal kan tzipor, yagir achanecha, v'al tov yizoch ha-shimcha, or moedim moedim, mishaskin, so three different things a person can do wrong is tefillah. If he says in his tefillah the same way that you have rachamim on the kan tzipor, and he told us to send away the mother before we take the children in order not to cause pain to the mother, so too may you have rachmanis upon us. Or when you say to Hashem that you have the toiv for good, may your name be remembered. Or if you say to Hashem moidim twice, you thank Hashem twice, Meshach and the Gemara is going to explain in detail the problem with these three Nuschois and Tefillah. These three are improper, and a person, a Shliach Tzibur, will be removed from his post for saying this in the davening. Bishlam, Moedim, Moedim, Meshachim, so the last is very good. If you say Moedim, Moedim twice, it sounds like you're thanking Chas V'Shalom to two creators, which is Apikursus. Mishum de Mechsek, Shtei Rishuyos. V'al Toi, V'Yizocher, Shimcha, Nami, Mashma, Dafka, you only thank Hashem for the good, and you don't thank Hashem for the bad, which is Apikursus. Mashma, La Toiva, V'loy Al Hora, Utrama, we know the Halach is Chayiv, Adam, Levorech, Al Hora, Kishem, Shemach, Al Toiva. Ella, what's so terrible with saying Ella, I can't see, but you give me a chanach on my timer. So it's machlokes. Pligi ba, trem rem barava, rab yoisi, baravin, rab yoisi, bar zvid, bar zvida, chanama mebnei shematul, kina bemai sebreshi. Only pointing out that Hashem has rachamim, only on birds. What about on animals? What about on chayos? What about on behemos? What about on elephants? All these other creatures. So you being matul kina by specifying, by picking up on a mitzvah, where Hashem told you, shaleach, tishlaches ho'em, you're causing kina bemai sebreshis. V'charamar, bebnei sho'oysen, midoysav shalach, kodesh baruch hu rachamim, ve'einon ela gezeros. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the reason why you send away the mother is not because Hashem has rachmanis. That's wrong. It's because this is the din. This is what Hashem's rotzon. It's Hashem's. It's Hashem's gezer. We do mitzvahs because Hashem told us to do mitzvahs, not because we understand the reason. The reasons are true, but that's not the reason. Because if once a person is going to start dashing the reason, he's going to start making excuses and say, "By me, this reason does not apply." That's incorrect. Shlom HaMelech.
So what is the more dashing reason?
What? Oh, so in the high luchud v'halos. In other words, it's not a bit. We'll see a little more later on. It's true. There are many midrashim which tell us that indeed HaKadosh Baruch Hu did have rachamim upon the bird, but you're not allowed to say that in mikoyach tefillah. When you mispalta HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're not allowed to say this is the reason. The reason it may be true, but you're not allowed to incorporate that into tefillah. The reason why we do the mitzvot, the bottom line is because Hashem told us to do the mitzvot. It may be true, there's a deeper meaning behind the mitzvah because there's rachamim, but that's not the only reason why we do the mitzvah. The eker reason why we do the mitzvah is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do the mitzvah. Okay, we'll have to stop here.